Dana.
One last time, sir.
Secretary Hepler, Commissioners, thank you once again for the opportunity to speak here today. Dana Rogers, if I hadn't mentioned it previously, I'm the Secretary of the South Dakota Bowhunters. I'm accompanied here by Wyatt Skelton. He is the Vice President of the South Dakota Bowhunters. And this is the final of five petitions that were worked on by the South Dakota Bowhunters Group and were unanimously set up as petitions to the Commission. Archery antelope. Again, South Dakota, only state you can get an unlimited statewide non-resident permit for. You can't find it anywhere else. Every unit that has antelope is open to purchase unlimited by non-resident bow hunters. The petition is to ask for 150 non-resident archery antelope permits as a cap. What we've got, looking at the numbers again, through the 2017 Game Fish and Parks archery statistics, again, not anecdotal, factual data that the Game Fish and Parks has put together and offered to the public. In 2017, there were 2,090 single-tag archery antelope licenses issued. Of those, there were 1,569 residents and 521 non-resident. That extrapolates to 33% of all archery antelope licenses being held by non-resident bow hunters. If we held to the 8% standard, we would have only issued 126 non-resident licenses. So again, this proposal is generous and above the 8% standard that South Dakota has been using for years. We're not asking for less. We're asking for actually offering more than 8% of the rifle standard. 60% of the harvest of all antelope occurs in Harding and Butte counties. A lot of public land up there. That's where most of our antelope are, too, in fairness. So that in and of itself doesn't necessarily say much, except for the fact that we have a ton of public land, and there's a lot of pressure gets focused there because it's public, and that's where the antelope are. So discussion, once again, sometimes turns to a question of why limit private land permits at all. I would offer that the vast majority of other states do limit their private land permits. They do not offer unlimited permits. By not limiting them, we are once again encouraging privatization and commercialization of a public trust resource. It's becoming more and more difficult for a resident to find a good place to hunt, and then when they do go to public land, they find themselves being outcompeted or, you know, outnumbered by non-residents. We do a disservice to our residents if we don't take that into consideration, in my opinion. So 1,569 residents in 2017 and 521 non-residents. The 8% allocation would be 125. We're asking for a limit of 150. This is, instead of an 8% allocation, it is a 33% allocation of resident licenses sold. Of further significance and of note is that from 2016 to 2017, we saw an increase from 400 non-resident archery antelope permits to 521. So that was a 30% increase in non-resident archery antelope permits because they're unlimited. And we were just quoted with the new stats by the state that from 2017 to 2018, with the September 1st archery deer opener, we had a 16% increase in non-resident archery deer permits. Since we have a September 1st opener, it is a combination hunt. So we have more and more pressure, particularly on public land in September in western South Dakota. And I ask that you please consider that. Thank you.
Yeah, just to reiterate, Dana, you see a lot more. I hunt a lot in northwest South Dakota. And yeah, like you said, it's a combination hunt. We're a cheap state. If they don't draw in other states, well, it's unlimited. We'll come to South Dakota. And it's a given. And, you know, because of the resources, if you get hit pretty hard and you go to one area and there's three trucks there, you know, and it doesn't take every weekend of that much and that game gets pushed onto private land. So the quality of the experience for us is not as good as it could be. Also want to thank you guys for earlier. I missed out on the Bighorn Sheep allowing public comment and not making a decision on where funds for that would be put in. I just wanted to add that in.
Thank you. Tony?
Again, for those listening online, Tony Life. Thanks to Mr. Rogers and Mr. Skelton. Again, I think this is timely in the conversation, but maybe not as timely as it could be, considering the work of the resident and non-resident group. This is a case where, again, the same principles that were described earlier are being applied here. And I think they accurately depicted what the situation was as far as the number of licenses that are issued. If that handout that I gave you, the second page of that was archery antelope. If you want to take a look, you can see those numbers are there. In fact, the 2018 numbers are on that page also. We did go up in 2018 to both residents and non-residents that took advantage of our archery antelope hunting season. Both of those licenses are issued without limit, other than a person can only have one of those. But there were 1,632 residents and 570 non-residents that purchased those archery antelope licenses. The only license we have available is one that is valid for any antelope. And again, those licenses would not be restricted on public land versus private land. These would be licenses that are valid anywhere that there is a open antelope hunting season. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have, Mr. Chairman.
So to be consistent, we would make the same decision here, right? Put it down the road a brief period of time.
Yes, I think that would be consistent, although I certainly don't want to be the one to offer that.
Yep, I get it.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
You know what? In all fairness, all our archery discussions have centered on deer, and this is an antelope issue. It's been, how old is our antelope plan? It's got to be coming up pretty soon, right?
Recall.
It's got to be getting close.
Okay. Is it scheduled for commission action in 2020, Chad? Later on this year, we would be bringing a revised antelope management plan to the commission for consideration.
Have you discussed archery antelope during this plan?
Mr. Chair, there has been some discussions on non-resident license allocations, but probably not at the level that would meet or be applicable to this discussion or the petition in front of you today. So, something we can certainly work with our staff to have those discussions. Absolutely.
Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. I'm going to echo my comments of the last few petitions we've heard. I think the non-resident discussion, resident discussion really encompasses every species in the state. I don't care if it's waterfowl, fish, antelope, or deer, whatever else I'm missing. I think we really need to get that, how we feel about resident, non-resident down through this study that we're doing, so we can kind of apply, come up with a standard, if you will, and apply it somewhat across the board, in my mind, because what I don't want to do is have us make a broad decision on deer, but then antelope's kind of an outlier out there that we got to readdress to bring it back to so it aligns with what we did on the deer. So I would say that I would make a motion to reject this. again, good information. It's going the direction we want, but there's no point in treating this differently than the deer discussion with the resident, non-resident. So that's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there a second? Second. Any more discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, so we know what we're doing and what direction we're going, and
we'll work on a resolution for that one. And in addition, Mr. Chairman, we'll ensure that that discussion enters into the revision of the management plan and allocation of both resident and non-resident archery licenses for antelope.
Okay, thank you. So the last petition, I believe, is use of rifles for spring wild turkey hunting.